Ravens One-on-One has been presented by MedStar Health. MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.
Ravens and the Steelers, Sunday, week 13 of the NFL season. The Ravens at 9-2, top spot in the AFC North. Jacoby Jones, our guest on Ravens One-on-One. Jacoby, this year, the NFL season reaches its climax in your hometown, New Orleans, Louisiana. And I know how much you love that town because I know the story of the tattoo. You have the city of New Orleans tattooed on your back. For Ravens fans who don't know that story, would you mind sharing that?
Well, that's it's not many of us, you know, to make it out of New Orleans. A lot of us don't even see the age 21. You know, rest in peace, I just had a friend that was killed. You know what I mean? That, and I say it's so tough to come out of New Orleans. So for us to make it.
And you grew up in the 9th Ward?
Yes.
So The toughest of the tough.
Man, New Orleans is tough, period.
Right. But the 9th Ward is tougher than you know, the French Quarter. Let's be honest.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're making the French Quarter. But, no, I mean, to make it out of that, man, so I had to do something. I put the city on my back, you know, and uplift it, too. You know, I try to go back into the community and I do camps for kids and everything. So I try to help.
So how powerful of a motivator is it for you? Obviously, everybody in this league wants to get to the Super Bowl. But if you could get to the Super Bowl this year in your hometown, what would that mean?
If we win the Super Bowl in my city, they're going to have to just let me second line down Bourbon Street the whole night. Just let me second line down Bourbon Street with my uniform on. I ain't going to take my uniform off. I'm going to have cleats on and everything.
You'd be like a gigantic Little League kid.
Just second line down Bourbon Street.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's good to have those kind of motivations, those kind of goals. Did you ever think that would happen as a kid growing up there? Was that a driving force, or was that not even on the radar?
Going to the NFL, I would always say that. How small I was like, bro, I'm going to go to the league. People were like, all right, go. Like, I'm going to go to the league. And before you know it, like, I told you I was going to the league.
So now are you telling him you're going to get to the Super Bowl?
Oh, I told him that, too. I told him, when I found out the Super Bowl's in New Orleans, I was like, y'all, I think I'm going to win the Super Bowl in the end, though. I told him that last year. I told him that 2 years ago.
So you're feeling it.
I think we're going to win that thing.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
I hope we win that thing.
How big of a motivator was that in your decision to come to the Ravens? The obvious, at this point in your career, desire to win a Super Bowl.
I know it's the opportunity to come play here with greatness. You know, the veterans they have on here and see how humble the coaches are and laid back it is. They let you be a man. I couldn't pass that up, man. And then, you know, you got guys like Ray, Suggs, Joe, Ray Rice, Q. That's great leaders. I can learn from them, too.
What have you learned from Ray Lewis and his leadership style, his influence? Because one thing a lot of Ravens fans don't understand about Ray Lewis is, A, how hard he works in meetings, how he's not a guy who's always chirping in the locker room. He's pretty quiet around the facility when he's not on the practice field, isn't he?
Yeah, he don't really talk that much in practice, neither. He's heard, you know. And then the biggest thing I think he does, he makes you believe in yourself.
Really?
He'll make you think you can jump over the tallest wall, whatever it is, man. He make you believe in yourself.
So I'm going to guess you believe that you'll see him back on the practice field fairly soon, maybe even this week.
Hey, I don't doubt him. I don't doubt him not one bit.
That's part of the culture here in the Ravens.
No, we don't doubt nothing. We're going to do it, we're going to do it.
Pretty powerful locker room, this Ravens team.
Oh, it's so much energy, man. It's crazy. Like I said, you walk in and it's like I was in Houston, and you know, we're separated by running backs, receivers, running backs. You walk in here, everybody just thrown together. Zoo. That's what it is. This is just a jungle. Animals everywhere. You walk in there, you won't. We lock that door behind you. You might not get out.
But it seems like everybody gets along because I have not heard one story or one word of any factions in that locker room. Seems like a truly united team.
Only time we get out of hand is when we're playing cornhole.
I was just going to ask about cornhole because Sam Cook was our guest last week, and I know he is the absolute ringer. He said they won't even let him play in some
tournaments. No, he can't play. Sam hustled me, too. He can't play no more.
Sam is the ringer.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He told us that you guys don't let him play cornhole
anymore.
No,
he can't. If we catch him playing cornhole, we'll just flip all the boards over. So you can't play.
It sounds like the Ravens experience so far has been everything you had hoped it would be and more. Now that you get to the December part of the schedule, I mean, this is where seasons become either good or great. This is where teams become good or great. And even though every game counts the same in December as it does in September, they feel a lot different, don't they?
Well, yeah, you know, now you're at the point where you're fighting to get that good playoff spot. Everybody wants that one more bye. So, it's that stretch where you just got to treat every game like a playoff game. So that's pretty much what it is.
And you're going to have playoff caliber opponents that you face down the stretch.
Exactly.
You've got the Steelers, the Manning brothers, the Bengals are hot again, RG3 with the Redskins.
And the crazy thing is you're liable to see the Bengals or the Steelers in the playoffs again. And that's tough.
Seeing a team three times is not a fun thing.
No,
and it's hard to beat a team three times.
Hard to beat a team once.
Not to mention twice. Ravens have never beaten the Steelers back-to-back in back-to-back seasons. They've never had two consecutive series sweeps. Were you aware of that?
Nope.
Have a chance this Sunday.
Yeah, buddy, we just need a W regardless. Okay, what it is, we need a win.
At this point of the season, I think that's a personality that has emerged on the Ravens. A lot of times you guys don't look like you're going to win games, but you always find ways to win games. This is not a pretty team. Do you care?
No, I mean, it's hard to win in the NFL, period. Like I said, if you look at the stats, I said this before, more teams lose than win on Sundays, you know? And like I said, we take a win how you want. It could be about half a point, a yard, or an inch.
Hold on. I want to check your logic on that. More teams lose than win on Sundays?
Yep.
Isn't it the exact same number of teams lose as win on Sundays?
What?
Unless there's a tie.
John Harbaugh said it.
At least you're listening to the coach.
Yes.
Jacoby, if there's 32 teams and they all play,
hey,
16
hey, listen,
win and 16
hey, listen,
lose.
Hey, listen, I'm being a follower. I'm following my coach.
Good man. Keep following keep following your blockers, too, because we're
exactly.
loving seeing those touchdowns on kick and punt returns.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
Jacoby, thanks so much for the visit.
I appreciate you for having me, boss.
Jacoby Jones, our guest tonight. Thank you for taking the time to join us right here on Ravens One-on-One.